Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Ho ho ho! 12 Days by Calliope Games. It's for 3 to 5 players, ages 8 and up. Plays in about 15 to 20 minutes. Celebrate gift giving and the spirit of Christmas with 12 Days, a lovingly illustrated card game the whole family can enjoy. Ho ho ho! Inspired by the iconic Christmas carol, The 12 Days of Christmas, and ingrained with familiar play patterns of traditional card games, 12 Days feels like a true holiday classic. Bring joy and good cheer to your home and family with 12 Days. Ho ho ho, everybody! I'm
not really Santa Claus. I'm John, and I have with me my wife, who's trying not to laugh.
Ruby.
So we're going to review 12 Days. We took this with us to go visit my folks over the Christmas holidays, because it seemed like the perfect thematic game to play with them. And it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So let's go ahead and get into some good stuff about this game. First off, the game, you get a handful of cards. I want to say it's 12 cards. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to... It's a little bit of a trick-taking game. A little bit of a matching game.
Trick-taking.
Oh, yes. Because you play down your gift cards. And whoever has the best gift wins that day.
I had never heard of that.
Yeah. It's like with hearts or spades and such.
I didn't realize that was the mechanic was called the trick.
Yep.
Okay.
I've just educated everybody now. Boom. Dropped in game sense. All right, we'll edit some of that out.
No, you won't.
Nah, I probably won't. So what's some good stuff we can say about this game?
The cards. I really, really, really like the cards. But the cards are going to fall in the good and the bad category.
I concur.
The cards are very nice quality. They're very colorful. They're very thematic because it has for the first day is a partridge in a pear tree, you know.
What? Just like the song.
Just like the song. Right. All the cards are the pictures of the song, and they look kind of like stained glass. Mm-hmm. But because of that, sometimes the numbers are kind of hard. They get lost in the picture, even though they're always in the corners.
Very true.
So they're pretty cards. They're nice cards. But if you have a short attention span, you get distracted by the cards.
So one of the good things I'll say is instead of it just being a regular... let me just try to get the best gift so I can take that day each time. They throw in that extra little element of, you know, I want to do that, but I want to try to get as many matching cards still in my hand because I'm going to get extra points for that at the end of the game too.
And you do also have to give away cards to people.
That's right. There's two special cards, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Yeah. And if you play one of them, you win that particular hand or that particular trick. But then you've got to give that gift to somebody else in the true spirit of the holidays.
Yes, but see, that wasn't the only one that I was talking about. At the beginning of the turn, you have to pass a card to your left.
That's right, because what would the holidays be without giving gifts?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of really... So game mechanically wise, it's like there's just a lot of really neat mechanics involved in it. So that's some good stuff. Now, for the bad part... that is where that kind of also comes into play. Because passing all these cards around, trying to keep track of what's in your hand, that could be considered a bit of a bad thing if you're just trying to, you know, just play one quick game where it's like, oh, I just want to keep winning whatever's on the board.
Mm-hmm.
So Ruby mentioned the art. Sometimes those numbers blend into the cards. That's a bit of a bad thing sometimes.
Right.
Let's see, what else? Getting into fist fights whenever people, like, play the same card. Because if you play down the same number card that somebody else plays down, you both cancel each other's gifts out. In the true spirit of the holidays. Is there anything else bad we want to say about 12 Days?
No.
All right. The other category, I'll say that it's kind of neat. They throw in a variant... Instead of 12 days, you could play 8 nights, which, you know, you take out the cards numbered 9 through 10, and you take out Santa and Mrs. Claus. And you just kind of play it. It's a little bit more straightforward that way. And that's a little bit quicker.
So, you know, if you aren't a Christmas person, but you rather enjoy Hanukkah.
Right. Or if you just want to play a quicker game. So you've got that variant. That's a neat little other thing. Is there anything else we want to say that's kind of other?
The box is a nice small box. It fits basically two stacks of cards side by side in it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take up a lot of space. It plays in the amount of time that it says, between 15 and 20 minutes, even learning the game first off the box, you know?
Yep.
It's not quite a micro game, but it's close.
I'll give you that.
It was a board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your...
Tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast one. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.